I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
I would accept a motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Any further discussion? Yes, Mr. Weber.
Let's see. I would like to make a comment on that. I'd like to make an amended motion to pull consent agenda items number 1 and number 3, which is the claim checks and the minutes.
And what's the reason for that?
So our Budget and Finance and Administration Committee did a detailed briefing on the voucher system on Monday. We reviewed the Black Diamond Code 3.23, which is payment of city claims or obligations, and Ordinance 08850. The ordinance that was adopted in 2008 authorized the mayor to pay claims before council approval as long as 4 conditions have been met. One of those conditions requires the council to adopt, quote, contracting, hiring, purchasing, and dispersing policies that implement effective internal controls.
We have those policies.
The committee hasn't found any record that the council did that, so I will be requesting that the staff provide any information about the conditions required by Ordinance 0850.
Could you submit that in writing, please?
I can. The committee also reviewed the state auditor's BARS manual, which stands for the Budgeting, Accounting, and Reporting System, for information about vouchers and internal controls.
You know, this is not under your purview. You're legislative, not administrative. This is administrative.
Excuse me, point of order.
And your point is?
What's your point of order? The chairman is not involved, is not to involve herself in argument at the council meeting. This is the council's
meeting.
This is
an argument.
Out of control.
I also have the floor, so I'll finish.
Who wrote all your notes for you, Brian?
I did. Thank you. After my meeting. Okay. So, I assume that all of the vouchers have already been paid, and can staff verify that?
Excuse me. You shut her down. So now, are you asking her to answer the questions, or are you just, I don't understand, when can she answer and when can she not? Because you just looked at her and rolled your eyes like, you're not going to answer.
I just looked out to the audience. I didn't see Ms. Miller, so I looked to the mayor.
But why would she be at this meeting? She wasn't requested to be at this meeting. She has nothing to present at this meeting.
Well, that's fine. Would you like to answer that?
Well, I would assume that all of them have been paid because that is our standard procedure.
Okay.
And I heard Mr. Dudowski on Monday night ask you if he could write those up for you.
I have comments that were from Mr. Dudowski that I have went through and I have rewritten that were not from Mr. Dudowski. So there is time to review the original documents as suggested by the state auditor. I also have a concern about a $10,000 voucher for BKS Associates.
I gave you an answer for that, too. And you didn't even mention it at the meeting.
We talked about this quite extensively at the meeting. And so the voucher appears to be a settlement to a contract dispute with DKS. It is my opinion that this would require a contract amendment to be approved by the council. since the vouchers.
It's not a contract amendment. It's part of the contract for comp plan amendments. It is not amendment to the contract.
Okay. Well, my amended motion still stands that this should go. I'm pulling this item.
And where are you taking it?
To the Budget, Finance, and Administration Committee.
Oh, well, nothing has come out of any of those committees since they've...
Mayor, may I make a statement?
Yes.
Thank you. This is outrageous. I've spent a lot of time listening to the audio recordings in the last two committee meetings, one of which was the Finance Committee meeting. In the March 9th meeting, Kristen Bryant was introduced as the council staff. Kristen then took over running the meeting. It was obvious to me that the people involved had no idea what Resolution 16-1074, the stormwater grant, entails. The Department of Ecology makes funds available to municipalities required to meet the Phase 2 National Pollutant Discharge Elimination Systems requirements. This is done on a two-year basis. This was first presented to the council on February 4, 2016. Usually, it would have been passed that night. A $50,000 grant from the state to help us with our stormwater management. $50,000 we don't otherwise have.
Please notice Mr. Dowski has made his entrance.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Dowski, for showing up. We really appreciate that. But what we need is we need that help from that $50,000 grant. But no, it was referred to the new growth management.
Point of order.
No, I am going to finish my statement.
Point of order. What does this have to do with...
It has to do with the way that this council is being run. You folks have run roughshod over this council, and I want to make my statement. It has to do with the Finance Committee. It has to do with the vouchers. It has to do with how you guys are conducting business. So let me finish my speech.
Okay.
So the Growth Management Land Use Committee that it was referred to met on February 10th. On February 14th, this resolution was still in committee. On March 9th, the committee decided it needed to be moved to the Finance Committee. It's the same people. During the March 14th Finance Committee meeting, Mr. Dardowski said they didn't use the right process and it should have been referred to both committees at the same time. It is being bounced from committee to committee, but actually these Save Black Diamond council members don't know enough to even ask questions except for those provided by Mr. Dardowski or Ms. Bryant. So there is little or no action. Ms. Bryant has stated that there is no rush. She fails to understand that the city initially spends this money and is reimbursed by the Department of Ecology. Now it is stuck in limbo. I guess this is where all of our business now goes to die. And now we have three more resolutions tonight being referred to these ineffective committees. It appears to me from these meetings that the Save Black Diamond council members only do or say what Mr. Dardowski or Ms. Bryant provide to them. These meetings basically tell the Save Black Diamond council members what they are supposed to think. We know Mr. Dardowski wrote the new illegal council rules. As staff, he volunteers to write letters to the mayor for the Save Black Diamond council members. Why is that? Are they so ill-informed that they can't ask any original questions? It also appears that questions asked of the Save Black Diamond council members are only answered by Mr. Dardowski or Ms. Bryant. Where are your independent voices? In the March 14th Finance Committee meeting, Mr. Dardowski asked to assist the meeting since staff was not present. These folks don't ever talk to the staff. They never go down to City Hall to talk to them.
Excuse me.
He stated that he is volunteer staff. A lot of time was spent reading from the Bar's Manual and the Revised Code of Washington on financial issues. Mr. Dardowski said he couldn't find any evidence of our compliance to the RCW and Bar's. They never talked to the finance director and evidently couldn't find our financial policy on the finance page of our website. Mr. Dardowski said that he would write a letter for the Save Black Diamond council members to send on to the mayor. He thinks we have no internal financial controls, yet none of these people talk to the finance director directly. He uses the word we quite often, but I know that it is the use of the royal we, meaning him. He publicly stated that in his view we could be violating state statutes. They have the misconception that there are improper expenditures of funds. But if you don't sit down and talk to the finance director, how would you know? The Save Black Diamond Council members, Mr. Drudowski and Ms. Bryant, don't even know that there is an invoice for every voucher. These were matters that were discussed in detail in our old council committee meetings. All invoices that were to be reviewed, and they were reviewed if necessary. Again, Mr. Drudowski, as volunteer staff, said he would write a letter for the Save Black Diamond Council members to send to the mayor. Brian Weber brought up an issue on the MDRT budget and wants to dig into that. He has also contacted the state auditor's office to have them come and give a presentation. We just went through a state audit of our financial system, and we came out very well. He questioned the new truck purchase for the Public Works Department. He wanted to know where the surplus $17,000 went. The Save Black Diamond Council members do not understand, because they don't talk to anybody, that the purchase is only part of the budgeted activity. The remaining money is used for the upgrades that are needed to be added. Again, don't talk to anybody who knows anything. Just talk amongst your uninformed selves. They questioned the vouchers for DKS, as was just happening, a subcontractor to Berger ABAM for work performed on the comp plan update last year. This was to settle a claim because they had not been paid by Berger ABAM for work performed. These companies had been contracted during the Save Black Diamond Mayor Dave Gordon and Christy Todd regime. Two more failures from Save Black Diamond. Again, Mr. Drudowski recommended that he write a letter for the Save Black Diamond Council members to send to the mayor. There was a discussion on the budget itself. Again, the Save Black Diamond members and Mr. Drudowski questioned the mayor's authority. When you can't figure out beginning balances, revenues and expenditures, and ending monthly balances, it's just like your checkbook accounting. How in the heck are the Save Black Diamond Council members going to understand department-level budgeting without work studies? Oh, yeah. Well, the council president and the other Save Black Diamond Council members canceled all of our work studies for the next 6 months. Heaven forbid that some truth should come to light. The bottom line is Mr. Drudowski and Ms. Bryant are leading the Save Black Diamond Council members through ignorance, deceit, lies, and misinformation. Since you evidently don't want people who live within our urban growth area on our planning commission, why are you letting two people from Bellevue, not voters in our city, keep telling the city of Black Diamond how to operate? It is time for Mr. Drudowski and Ms. Bryant to go meddle in your own city affairs and get out of ours. Thank you.
May I have the floor, please? Madam Chair.
Yes. Council Member Pepper.
Yeah. I would like to point the council members to 6.3 about courtesy. In a discussion, comments, or debate of any matter or issue, all speakers, including the presiding officer and council members, shall be courteous in their language and deportment, and shall not discuss or comment on personalities or indulge in derogatory remarks or make insinuations about any other council member or any member of the staff or public, but shall at all times confine their remarks only to those facts which are germane and relevant to the question or matter under discussion. Thank you.
My words stand.
So we have an amendment. Yes, Councilmember Morgan.
There's one thing that comes up repeatedly, and because it comes up repeatedly and has just quite a lot, quite often, I really do need to say, I need the public to understand that I have been told by my mayor not to speak with any staff member on any item. I have done such innocent
Without
things
talking to me first.
As I have done such innocent things as sent an email that copied some city staff on it to the mayor asking if I could have permission at some convenient time to speak with certain staff members about certain subjects. And I get a nasty gram back that says, you may not contact the staff.
And I might say to you that when I answer those, I tell you that you need to go through me to visit with staff. You've never asked to visit with staff.
I have, and it stands as it, I said it. Thank you.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, one, I'd like you to forward me that email, please.
I will be happy to.
So, one thing, you know, if we're going to talk about what municipalities do, I know the city of Auburn, a council member has to directly email the mayor to speak to any staff. And then the mayor sends that email to the staff member that she or he, but it's a she in Auburn, feels is appropriate to answer that question. So before all of this, I have no idea, this chaos happening here, we were able to go down and talk to staff. So we could go in and we could see Seth isn't in with a meeting, so we can knock on his door. We could say, hey, Seth, you know, can we meet and talk about an issue? So Seth would either say yeah or no. You know, I'm busy. Or we can email him. But now we have to go through with the mayor. We have to email Seth or Barb or anybody and include the mayor so that she knows what's happening and what her staff is doing. So it's not out of the ordinary for council to have to do this process. It's out of the ordinary for this council because we'd never had to do that. But we're doing it now. So as far as an email from the mayor, we all got an email from the mayor saying, if you would like to speak to staff, you have to CC me first. As long as she's CC'd on an email and she agrees, you know, that this time, because she'd like to be included in the meeting, that everybody is scheduled at the right time and everybody is open, then we can all go. So if you have done that and you've gotten an answer back, please send it to me. Pat Pepper, you're smiling, so I'm assuming.
I can do that.
So most definitely.
In that email, I think you will find that I said you cannot direct staff. I did not say you couldn't meet.
We cannot direct staff, by no means. But we can go in and get information that we need to help us with agenda items. But we cannot tell staff what to do. Erica knows that.
We are aware of that.
Yeah. So one thing, I did talk to Peter Rimbros and Cindy Proctor this last weekend on Saturday. And what I was really surprised in talking with them, they stated that for a work study, they stated that Kristen Bryan wouldn't let that happen. There would be no way she would let that happen. So I said, why wouldn't we allow a work study? Because they don't want you three to talk to staff. They don't want you to listen to the lawyer. They don't want you to be influenced. Unless that you might be able to do that is if Kristen Bryant was allowed at the table in the discussion. So you can go right back to them and talk to them about that, but that's what they told me. So I find that disturbing that these three won't do a work study because they might get a wrong influence or wrong direction from staff. That's ridiculous. All of us have the right to talk to staff. All of us have the right to get that information. If you think that information's wrong, you can go to MRSC. You can call our lawyer. And then you can also give it all to Brian Drodowski and Kristen Bryan, and they can do their research as well. But for heaven's sake, speak to staff. They're not evil. They have a lot of information. So go there and talk to them.
Read my emails when I send them to you.
We would love to talk to staff.
Councilmember Weber.
I'll make this short. As far as having the state auditors come, I haven't talked to the state auditor at all yet. I had made a suggestion at the meeting.
It sounded at the meeting like you actually had called them. I listened to the audio.
I know, and it's on video. I got it. As far as work studies go, we ran on a platform. Well, I say we. I ran on a platform, and I know Councilmember Pepper was in agreement also that we would like to see more public participation and engagement from the public. The thing with a work study is there is no public participation. We sit around as council members with staff, and we get briefed, but there's no public input. There's no comment. The only time in the past that you had chance for comment is if you came to a council meeting where things have already almost been put through. You can email, you can contact council members, you can contact staff. I get that.
Now, can I answer that really quick? So sure. Have you been to a work study before you were on council?
I have.
Because we have always allowed Kristen Bryan, Peter Rimbros, whoever, if it was a subject and they were there, they would ask if they could come up to the table. And you can go back and listen to audio, and find that we did open it up to public comment. There might be one time or two times that we didn't, but generally we did.
Well, that's fine.
So now you're saying that's fine, but just a minute ago you were saying we never did, that we never opened it up, that public was not allowed to speak at those.
And it is generally, it's my understanding that at a work study, unless the rules are put to the side, suspended, thank you, that the public does not have input. And I've listened, I have been to work studies in the past.
Well, Mr. Edelman
has been in it.
Well, somebody has a floor here.
The whole thing with the work study, I've been to a work study where you've had people come in and comment. I've been at a work study when Mr. Gerdowski's come in and sit at that table. The same guy that, you know, everybody's trying to throw under the bus. I've talked to staff. My job, my day-to-day job, I work full-time as an engineer. I don't have the luxury to come in and visit with staff and talk to staff. That's why I use email. So when I send emails and I get little, just like short tidbit, minimal information, then I'm going to keep questioning. I did it on the Planning Commission. So, and as far as being a Save Black Diamond council members, we've so eloquently been described here lately. Last time I checked, under my name on the city side, it says Black Diamond City Council Member. Doesn't say Save Black Diamond Council Member. I represent everybody. Did everybody vote for me? No. Did a good majority? Yes. Were they all Save Black Diamond volunteers or people? No.
Can I just say that every time you do talk about majority of people voting for you, it was the Save Black Diamond people, and that they have that they want reform and they want this, and that's what you're here for. So can you explain the difference then to me when you speak like that and that you're not a Save Black Diamond person?
I can agree with those guys.
What does reform mean? Do you have an answer for what reform means?
Well, we've been trying to do it against
What's the walls?
Point of order, this item is for council debate, and the mayor should not participate.
Mayor, may I make a comment? This is going to drive us all crazy tonight, and I want to apologize for you to all of you tonight, because this is just ridiculous. The reason that we had requested that there be no public participation during the work studies that we're currently doing with the joint meetings with the Planning Commission is because there's like 14 of us. And the idea is to get the council and the Planning Commission up to speed on the comp plan changes. To have public input at that point is a detriment to everybody. They're going to have lots of opportunity for public input. That's just not the place, because there's already too many people trying to figure out what the changes are going to be. This was not intended to discourage public participation. It has to do with two different groups of people getting together to try and get up to speed. And I will tell you that there have been a lot of folks that we have invited to sit at the table during the work studies, and Peter Rimbos is a great example. He's been at many, many tables with us explaining his traffic concurrency ideas. So we're not shutting people out by any stretch of the imagination. We're just being realistic and trying to get things done on a timely manner, because we're already losing grants because we don't have our comp plan finished. Thank you.
So we have a motion and a second on the table, and you want to amend that motion?
Yes.
Well, is that also for removing the minutes?
Yes.
And what's the purpose of removing the minutes? If you have a change that you want to do to the minutes, we can do that now. You can state what's bothering you.
At this time, I'm not ready to give a statement on the minutes.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I'm asking that they be moved to the next regular stated meeting.
I disagree then. I think that there needs to be a reason, and a good reason, to not pass the minutes.
Well, we have a motion on the table.
You have an amendment.
Could we repeat the motion, please? Could we repeat the motion, please? There's been a long time that has gone by.
All right, the motion was to pull consent agenda items, number one, which is claim checks, and number three, minutes, from the consent agenda.
So I'm assuming that you read the minutes and there's something in there that you don't like. Can you give us an idea? Can you let the public know? Can you let four other council members know, or do two of them already know? Can you let at least Janie and I know?
When I come up with my full list of items with that, I will send it to you. And I will stay.
Generally,
the
you
next
come
meeting.
Prepared.
Yeah.
And,
I come
and
prepared
you state
this
all that.
Meeting.
And you state that so that we all know what the purpose is to pull it. You're just arbitrarily just saying, I'm pulling that. It's just like when Councilmember Pepper sends out an email that says, I want to cancel the council meeting, but there's no reason. It's just arbitrary. So I'm just asking for a reason, because I'm obviously going to vote no because I don't have a reason to not pass the minutes.
Well, that's your prerogative, and my statement stands.
Okay, let's hear your amended motion.
Okay, the amended motion is to pull consent agenda items, number one, claim checks, and number three, minutes, from the consent agenda.
But that's not a motion. The motion has to include what you are approving on the consent agenda.
And to approve the payroll, item number two, on the consent agenda.
So we have a second. Does a second approve the amended?
Yes.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. It's now time for public comments. Persons wishing to address the City Council regarding items or new business are encouraged to do so now. You have 3 minutes, and please state your name and come forward. Mr. McDermott.
Bill McDermott, Black Diamond. Going to address?
You don't need to give the address.
Okay, good, you're fine. Okay. I was thinking about the last council meeting I attended and observed that the chair spoke quite a bit. I checked the rules and found that it's quite inappropriate to engage that way. The chair
on the new rules that I don't recognize.
I beg your pardon?
On the new rules that I don't recognize. According to state law, I can make comments on anything on the agenda.
But not during the debate of the council members?
Yes, during the debate of council members.
Have you checked the rules lately?
I have checked the state rules.
Another comment. I heard something that was very refreshing tonight, and that was an apology from Dean. I presume you're apologizing for the three of you, Mayor, you and Tammy, for your outrageous behavior. You keep shaking your head. Another thing, I remember some time back.
Bill, could you speak into the microphone rather than over here? Thank you.
That you and your husband were sitting in the second row. Mary Ann and I were sitting in the third row.
Okay, point of order for a second. Pepper, you just blasted Janie for commenting on pointing out people, but
you don't know what he's been saying.
He's talking to Janie.
I'm making a comment. You don't mind.
Could I say something? Comments are, my understanding of public comments is they are supposed to be
to the whole
to
council,
the entire council and not to the individual council members. That's my understanding of it.
Okay. One of the persons on the council and her husband were sitting in the second row, and they were ungraciously told to exit by Councilmember Goodwin. And both of them walked out, and there was a lot of yelling to be had. And I made a personal note of that because I thought that was It's not like that. That's the way it was. Anyway, it was very inappropriate then, and it certainly is now, the way that you people, you just come down on people all the time. I don't understand this. Tammy, you are the quietest person on the call.
Point of order.
Point of, yeah.
Personal attacks again.
We want to speak to the council. May I have the floor?
Some people have been
yes.
The public does have the right to comment, but the public should comment to the council as a whole and not to the individual members on the council.
I understand that. Thank you for that. But on the other hand, it's not fair to the public to be sitting out here or to listening to this in the newspapers or whatever about all this haggling that's going on. You know, this has been going on now since December. When Brian came in January, after that, and it's just one thing after another. This is one of the most unpleasant things there is. Come up and listen to you people haggle. I remember when you were new, and you had a struggle. Some of you sat there.
Are you going to give him more time? Your time is up.
No, we don't. Not when he spends it personally attacking us. He hasn't said anything of any substance.
Well, I think the public can speak, but I think based on the number of people in the room, we should keep to the 3 minutes this evening. There are maybe a lot of people who wish to speak.
They've had extensions here before.
Yes, that's true. We have.
Okay, I give them an extension.
Well, you need to have 4/5 to renew it.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Councilmember Morgan here. I think that there are a lot of people in the room, and I think it's a hot subject, and I think we're very far off of our agenda.
That's very true.
And let's try to limit to 3 minutes. If one has specific things to say to individual council members, their emails are available on the website.
I'll do that and also to the letters to the editor. Thank you very much.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Mr. Edelman?
Bob Edelman, we just went through this kabuki dance on the consent agenda, and I think there was a problem there that you certainly weren't following Robert's Rules of Order. We need an experienced parliamentarian. Unfortunately, under the new rules, our city attorney is no longer the parliamentarian. She's probably the only experienced person here. What should be done on the consent agenda, if any member wants an item removed from the consent agenda, they say they want that item removed. That item then is debated separately. You don't remove it and throw it away. You debate it separately. So you wanted to remove two items from the agenda as consent agenda. Then you go ahead and make the motion for the consent agenda to be approved. After it's approved, then you debate those two items, but they become part of the regular agenda. One other item, it's been said over and over that this is the council meeting, not the mayor. And I think you need to read RCW 35A12110, the very first sentence. That should settle it.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Mr. Bryant?
I'm Bill Bryant. I live in Black Diamond. I've lived here my whole life. My parents have too. Everyone has. And I find this, what's going on, is really not helpful to the city. I got a little bit I'd like to read to you about it, right? Things that I thought of and thought over somewhat is, 4 months ago, we got a new elected city council, and they pledged to reform City Hall. And the reforming, in my mind, is making the city stay rural somewhat. And if we keep going the way we are, we're going to have houses stacked on houses, and we're going to have traffic stacked on traffic. And the Roberts Drive Road right now is so heavily trafficked by dump trucks, and I don't know where they're going, that we've got mud holes that deep along Roberts Drive. It's just awful. And in the morning, I can remember, all I heard was cars go by. Now all I hear is dump trucks and lots of diesel smoke. I can even smell it in my house now. Okay. I don't mean to be speaking against anyone, but I understand that this city council or this group here, somehow you people spent $5,800 in lawyer fees fighting amongst yourselves. Now, why is that necessary? I think that you should be listening more to the Save Black Diamond people, because we want to keep the town as rural as possible. We know it's going to grow in the next 100 years if it doesn't die first. So really, I'm for Save Black Diamond, and I know that when you people were voted in, that not all the Save Black Diamond people voted for you. There were other people too, people that will never come to this meeting. Okay? So I think you have to respect the wishes of what the main group of people want, and not something else that maybe you people have dreamed up. Okay? So what I can say is, would you help us keep Black Diamond rural instead of fighting amongst yourselves? Okay?
Your time is up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Is this okay? It's on. I wanted to change the order in which I'm giving my comments this evening. I wanted to comment first on the town hall meeting that we had last week. I was sorely disappointed that the comprehensive plan took up the whole thing. I want to remind council that the town hall meetings were started to give the citizens the ability to talk, and not just talk, but dialogue with the council, and the council could dialogue back, and the council as a whole. So unfortunately, the entire council violated the OPMA because you did not follow the agenda. The meeting was adjourned at 8:30, and we didn't even get any opportunity for citizens to speak, which was item number 2 on the agenda. I, for one, was greatly disappointed because, believe me, I can fill up 10 minutes. I'll tell you right now. Now, Mr. Bryant is constantly coming up and saying you guys need to do what the citizens want. The citizens want it rural. The reason that Mr. Bryant and other citizens have that idea is because...
Point of order. We need to have some consistencies here.
Okay.
Don't refer... Okay. You can refer to a citizen.
Okay.
But
all
not
right.
By name.
The reason many citizens who voted the way they did is because they continually get mailings during the election season that says we can still stop development. There is a group in town that continues to send these out during the election cycle to get their members on the council. Now, what I'm hoping is that the new council member shine will soon wear off as construction continues out west of town. And the Save Black Diamond people I'm sorry, this group in town will soon learn that even their people are not willing to stop it. So I'm hoping that takes effect before too long as that moves forward. But it isn't that the council doesn't want it rural. This council does. This council wants it small. This not small. We need growth. This council has all, at one point in time or another, testified against the MPDs and the developments. But it is what it is. The council prior to this one voted it in. It's a done deal. But until people understand that that's continuing out there and stops paying attention to those mailings that are going out and spreading untruths about what the council can do, people are still going to be disappointed. I will come back later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Ms. Carrier?
Judy Carrier, Auburn. I agree with Robin. I wasn't able to make the town hall meeting, but I certainly was interested and I wanted to go. And I had prepared some dialogue myself and I wasn't able to give that. You realize I'm speaking off the cuff. I often speak for Save Black Diamond and I identify myself as Save Black Diamond when I do that. If I speak just myself, I just speak myself. I usually don't remember to say I'm not speaking for Save Black Diamond. I'd like to tell you a joke. And there is a point, so please don't shout me down. There was a gal who at Christmas time got a jigsaw puzzle, a big one. 1,000 pieces. She loved jigsaw puzzles. She worked on that jigsaw puzzle for months, had it all spread out on the card table sitting in the middle of the living room for a long time. She finally finished it, and she was really pleased with herself, and she went to everybody in the family and said, look, I finally finished that puzzle, and I'm so proud of myself. She says, I must be pretty smart, because you see, look here on the side of the box. It says, for 3 to 5 years. And I did it in only 2.5 months. Now, my point is, she maybe made some assumptions about how that puzzle was to be done. She may have made assumptions about what it meant on the side of the box. Or she interpreted it differently because she didn't totally understand. I, too, am disappointed in what is happening here. I don't have a way to give you tons of RCWs and MRSCs and a lot of these other things that we have been looking at for a long time. I think there is a great deal of value with the three members who, yes, are, say, Black Diamond, if you want to look at it that way. They are council members now, and I know many of them, not closely. We are not like this, but they are great people to have on our council, as are our other council members and our mayor. But I, too, agree with the people who have been speaking that we need to get going with what the real work is. But there are assumptions. There are different interpretations, legal and among each other, and the communication is really lousy. And I think you got to give each other a chance.
Your time is up.
And I thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for the giggle.
Is there somebody, Mr. Drudowski?
Madam Mayor and council members, I want to thank you for your public service, as hard as it may be on occasion. My name is Brian Drudowski. Had a nice drive here from Issaquah. It was a beautiful view, a beautiful sunset when I came into Black Diamond, and the mountain was out. It was gorgeous. And I got to thinking about perspective and what's really important. And, you know, when you think about what's happening here, it's very understandable and very predictable. It's happened thousands and thousands of times. New people get elected. There's a new majority. They want to do things differently. And the people that were there become defensive and say everything was great. And there's a tussle. And that works itself out. And there's an equilibrium. And they move on. In the corporate world, it gets to be a little more brutal. New people come in and they fire people. And they turn everything over. And there's a cleansing effect of new people coming in with new energy, challenging everything. That's how the system's supposed to work. And you're doing it. Unfortunately, there's way too much friction. And when you get right down to it, all of this is about two things. The new council members believe that the council has the right to set its own agenda on its own, with input from the mayor, but they get to decide. And the mayor believes that she has the right to decide what the agenda is. And then the second issue that has blown all this up is that the new council believes that they should have meetings in the evening. There should be three members, and they should run it just like a council meeting and advertise it that way. And the folks that were here before, whether they believe that now or not, but they came to believe that that was illegal. And that's really a legal issue. I'm not an attorney, but every attorney I've talked to on this subject and every expert I've talked to, every single one, has told me that if you do it correctly, you can do it. And in fact, King County does it, and the city of Seattle does it, and the city of Spokane does it. And when you get it right, when you get right down to it, that's what this is all about. So my message to you is this. Think about the sunset and the mountain. Think about the fact that I suspect every one of you are trying to do the right thing. I suspect every one of you want to make Black Diamond a better place. I think the staff are working their tails off, and they want to get to work, and they want to keep doing it. And I think well-meaning, intelligent people from the public want to participate. And I think the new
Your
system...
Your time is up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Mr. House? We have beginning and end.
Yeah, okay. I thought the first part, Matthew House, by the way, and thank you, Mayor and Council members. I thought it said regarding items of new business, but I guess I was wrong. Anyways, I have something to read to you guys. I represent the members of the City of Black Diamond, Teamster members. I'm a representative of Teamsters Local 117. And I come here today to speak to the effects this council is having on the rights, morale, and productivity of my members here at Black Diamond. As you know, my members organized in a collective voice by joining Teamsters 117 in the summer of 2014. A primary reason for organizing was so they could be heard and their interests protected in the midst of political turmoil that put them in the middle, or at a minimum, cause a tense and sometimes hostile work environment. It appears this has happened again. But my biggest concern is right now is I have a grievance pending because it appears that there's a volunteer staff members being assigned by some of the council members to do our collective bargaining unit work here at the city. And some of that work includes, and this is in job descriptions of my members, providing professional advice to the city council, making presentations to the council, preparing and presenting a variety of studies, reports related to information and decision-making purposes, and serve as a liaison to the business community and civic organization, and prepare and present oral written presentations for the council. And there's been multiple members, and I've listened to the audio of the last few council meetings, of folks being referred to as volunteer staff members that are presenting reports and at times speaking for long periods of time. I didn't time them, but it seemed like more than a half an hour on certain issues. So in the short of it is this has taken away my members' right to their work as certified by PERC. This undermines the operation of the city, thus impeding the ability of your city staff and members to effectively serve the city of Black Diamond. Sorry, I'm watching my time here. I know some of the council members are or have been in the workforce, and some of you have even been members of labor organizations. How would you react if volunteer teachers were brought in to take away the hard work that you do as a teacher? How would you react if volunteer health care professionals were brought in to displace your processes and procedures? How would you react if your engineering job was replaced by volunteers or outsourced to low-wage workers? On behalf of my members employed at the City of Black Diamond, on behalf of the community for which they selflessly serve, please cease and desist the skimming and subcontracting of Teamsters 117 work, and we reserve our right to take whatever action necessary to ensure our members' rights are protected. As always, the Teamsters are open and willing to work with and not against the city towards improving the standards of our members and towards the best interests of keeping the city sound fiscally and operationally for the citizens of Black Diamond. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Kristen?
Hello, I'm Kristen Bryant. I live in Bellevue, Washington, and I was born and raised in Black Diamond. And I'd like to thank the council and the mayor for the opportunity to speak to you this evening. I figured I'd go ahead and mention, it's not really my main topic, but I have been to the council committee meetings, and somebody did ask me about my participation, and I said I certainly, words to the effect that I certainly wish the mayor would send staff, and I certainly wouldn't be there if the staff were there. I'm certainly happy to provide more comment on that, but I'm happy to volunteer and certainly hope that many members of the public will provide reports and whatever information they can to the city council. I'm sure that in our form of government that information to the council and the elected officials is always welcome. The other thing I wanted to address tonight was when I think of Save Black Diamond, I think of so many people I've met and enjoyed getting to know. I think of some of the struggles we've had and some of the achievements. The information that we've been able to share with the public, the really amazing and smart testimony from many people at many hearings, significant changes that are now required in the massive developments facing Black Diamond because of the work of people that are associated with Save Black Diamond. They're working to protect the natural environment. I think of talking to people and hearing them say over and over that roads and traffic are a huge concern. I think people who care about their home in this small town, and they enjoy it being out of the way a little bit, being able to see the stars at night and having trees and peace and quiet. I had a long list of people that I'd met and things they'd done, but since we're not calling out names, I will kind of go on past that. Just say that you know, in addition to the things I named that so many people have done, hundreds of others have signed petitions supporting the city's whatever the efforts the city can make to control and manage the large developments coming. When I've talked to people that gathered those petitions, they said that, you know, almost everyone that they were able to meet either signed, or if they didn't feel that they wanted to sign, they agreed that there were going to be some significant challenges and didn't really like the development. I feel so lucky to have met and know all these people. So when there's a concern about Save Black Diamond, it doesn't really bother me personally. But I think it should bother us to be complaining about all those other people who've done such great work. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Yes.
Hi, my name's Jalen Johansson. I'm one of the owners of the Diamond Ridge short plat. We're doing currently up on 5th, and I'm not a member of the Save Black Diamond, but I am a member of, I love Black Diamond, and I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why we chose Black Diamond to bring our business and build a couple of houses here to sell, put some families in. Me and my partners are graduates of Tohama High School. When I was attending Tohama High School, we would skip out on Fridays. We'd come up here and eat at the Black Diamond Bakery. My mom would bring home cheese bread from the Black Diamond Bakery on our way back from Crystal Mountain. And my first girlfriend worked at CJ's Bakery back when it was still in Black Diamond. So I've got a long history in Black Diamond. I mountain bike here regularly. I love the rural feel of Black Diamond. It's a wonderful place. I love the people here. Through the course of the project, I've gotten to know Dan Belsanto really well, Seth Botcher, great people to work with. We work in a lot of cities, and you don't get people like that that you can work with very often. It's a good home, small-town feel that we really enjoy, and that's why we are here doing this project. And we're trying to get final plat on that project. It's completed. We're on the agenda for tonight, but it's been pulled off. And so I just figured I'd get up here and put a face with the name and the project so you guys know who's behind Shake and Bake LLC. It's a catchy name. Anyway, thank you for taking the time, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Yes, Gary.
Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond, and most of what I was going to say has been covered, I think, adequately by others, but there is one thing that I do feel needs to be repeated. The things that have been criticized as being unlawful in the changes made to the orders, rules in which the city council operates, if there had been any merit to these complaints, they would have been removed by now. So, please, let's just try to get on with the work of the city. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Seeing no one, we will close this public comment period. Yes, Ms. Morgan.
I would like to move to change the agenda for tonight, and I have the replacement agenda here, and I have sent it out to you previously.
Did you make enough copies for
citizens? They had some, yes. They've already taken them.
So I would like to ask, you have got these, the agenda, you've changed it to having it read, having a first reading. Uh-oh. Having a first reading and then recommending that it go to committee. First of all, the item number 7, the final plat approval for Diamond Ridge, was pulled yesterday. So you must not have noticed that agenda change. So that isn't going to be on the agenda tonight. It's not going to be on the agenda till the 7th.
Actually, Mayor, I did notice that it was pulled. I was told that it was a problem. Timing-wise, to send it to committee, I understand that for some reason it's not complete and ready to go, but those committees are not going to be meeting until into April, and so I'm thinking that maybe by then it will be ready to go to committee, and so then we wouldn't miss any time.
Well, if you want the staff to get up and talk about these agenda items before you pull them, then you will have some information to discuss at the meetings. I have
this is
staff here tonight to speak on these agenda items.
I understand that, but our process is that there will be first reading, and we really don't need to hear from the staff at this time. They will be very welcome to come to the to the council committee meetings, the various ones, and speak about their subject.
Well, I'd just like to interrupt at this point and let you know that the final plat approval is not something that can go to a committee. You're required to follow the code, and the code does not allow you to take a final plat to a committee. The problem is not just timing. The problem is procedure. A final plat is reviewed by the council at a regular council meeting. If you take it to a committee, you are violating state law and your code.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I'd also like to make some comments about this, because what's going on with this agenda tonight are, again, three kind of no-brainer resolutions. One is for the police department to have a container for people to bring their unused medications that they don't need anymore and drop them off in a safe environment. No-brainer. The second item, 1061, has to do with replacing some equipment that we need for our water supply that has to do with the chlorination system. So are we going to jeopardize the City of Black Diamond water system to send it back to one of these committees where things go to die? There's only been one resolution come out of these committees, and that was the resolution for the three planning commissioners. The Civil Service Commissioner, there was only one person who applied. That still hasn't come back out yet. Then on the third one, that is to contract with a firm to provide building inspections. Are you three going to shut down the building department in this city by having this sit in a committee for God knows how long? Where is your civic duty to keep this city up and running? Every time we turn around, what we're seeing are you people trying to stop the city government. This has got to stop. We have got to have this city function. You don't guys won't want to pay the bills this month. You're going to shut down the building department. These people are already overworked and overstressed now. I just do not understand your rationale, and neither of you three can ever give us an explanation on why you don't like something. You just don't like it. That's unacceptable to me. And yes, I did apologize to the citizens of Black Diamond, but it was not for the mayor, for Tammy Deedy, or for me. I am embarrassed that our city council behaves the way it does, and a lot of this is illegal, regardless of what some of you folks may think, because you really are not an attorney. We're listening to our city attorney, and that's why she is here tonight. Thank you.
Councilmember Morgan, at your meeting on Thursday, you talked about bringing the recycle event back and adding it to the agenda, because if it isn't approved before the end of the month, then we will lose out on the $17,000 grant for the recycle. Were you planning on adding that to the agenda tonight?
I did try to add it to the agenda, but it was turned back by somebody who was writing the agenda up there at City Hall by the old method.
It never got submitted.
Oh, yes.
Who did you submit it to?
You.
You did not submit it to me.
I'll be forwarding that email to you in the morning.
Well, I'm really sorry to say, but I did not see an email on the recycle event. I'm very sorry to say that. So I hope that it's right that you did send it to me and I missed it and that it was my fault. So you can add it right now. You can add it right now. It's your meeting. You can add it right now. Do you want to add the recycling event to the agenda?
All right, I'll make a motion to add the recycling event to the agenda right now.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so we'll add it to the end of the agenda and replace item number 7.
So be.
Would you like to hear Mr. Botcher speak about the recycle event? He has some literature with him tonight.
I would love to hear Mr. Botcher speak about the recycling
Botcher.
Event.
Oh, I'll wait till we get that out for him.
I was going to say, you're going to read
Sorry. So, the next item of the agenda is Resolution Number 16-1080, authorizing an agreement with Return Meds. And we do have Chief Kiblinger here to speak about the Return Meds program.
No, wait. Do we have a motion on the floor?
No, I took it off. We already voted on putting it on the agenda. We already voted.
Oh, okay. All right.
No? You don't have to. We pulled the shake and bake motion. We pulled it today, yesterday. It was pulled. It's not ready to go to committee or any place else. You cannot take shake and bake to committee.
There's a motion to change the agenda.
And we voted on it.
We voted on it. We voted on the motion to change the agenda and add the recycle event.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Thank you.
So would you like, Council, would you like to have Police Chief come up and talk about the Return Meds program so you will have some information when it goes to committee?
We would like somebody from a police department to come to our committee meeting to talk about it.
This is a very interesting thing that's happening with this resolution, and it is, I would really like to have Chief Kiblinger come to the committee and talk about it. May she do that as well as speak here? Because,
no.
Okay, well, we would like to have her come to committee and talk to us.
Mayor, may I make
it? Yes.
You have a committee of the whole. The entire council is here tonight. What is she going to tell you in your committee meeting that she can't tell the entire council tonight so we could suspend the rules and proceed on and pass this resolution and get on with it?
Not to mention that you have citizens right here that would love to probably hear Chief Kiblinger come up and talk about it.
And we're seeing heads nodding up and down. Yeah.
I would love to hear what she has to say without having to listen to an audio that I could barely hear what a couple of council members say because they don't speak up loud enough in it.
Councilmember Morgan.
I will again state we need to stick with the procedures that we have voted in about how the council will conduct its business.
You can suspend the rules.
I know we can suspend the rules, and that was one of the rules that I really, really wanted to have in those rules, most specifically because I want the public to have their chance to say what they have to say about these issues before we hear from staff, because the public are the ones who pay the bills for this town. That's what the law says, that the public's input needs to come first. We love to hear the staff talk about the technicalities of things after that's done.
Can I run off of what Erica just stated? That so the staff generates a report for the council and for the citizens to read. So also at a council meeting, the staff comes up and talks about what's on their report. So they're not bringing so much new stuff. I mean, why wouldn't we want to hear staff? They're here. I'm so confused. Truly, I'm confused. And I think that if I'm confused, and I've been on this council for just over 4 years, I can only imagine at least some of you, a couple of you may not be confused, but the rest of you are confused too. And I think that maybe it would just help if you can clarify to me why we do not want to hear what any of these staff have to say. When you just got done complaining a while ago that you cannot talk to staff, the staff can come up here and read and tell you everything that they know, and you as a council member have the right to ask a staff member a question right here while you got people. So please, Pat Pepper, please answer.
Do I have the floor?
Councilmember Pepper.
Thank you. Yes, there is an issue here, and the issue is who determines the agenda content. And the answer seems to be that the administrative branch of the government controls the administrative part, controls the staff, and that kind of thing, and the legislative arm has their job to do. Now, when you're talking about the agenda, and I will read something from the AWC manual that talks about the agenda first, and then I'd like to comment on it a little bit from my point of view right now. And what it does say is, who determines the agenda content? although the council has ultimate control over the agenda, typically it's left to the mayor, city manager, or clerk to draw up the agenda based upon council input. Some cities assign this task to an agenda committee or to one council member who assists the mayor or manager. The council can change its order of business, or a council member can propose an additional new item of business, quote, unquote. So from my point of view, I am seeing that the mayor has certain rules and responsibilities, and the council, as the legislative body, has certain rules and responsibilities. And there comes a point when we're dealing with the agenda, and I'll talk about an arts term, where two things bleed together just a little bit in order to agree on the agenda. And I would very much like to, or maybe it wouldn't be me, but some council person who would work with the mayor on the agenda, understanding that we each have an input into that agenda. And I think that we passed an agenda last week that was very similar to this one, of course, but what we're doing as a legislative body is listening first for first reading of the resolutions that come before the council, and then we are assigning it to committee. Now, why would we do that? And part of that is we want additional opportunities for public comment. We want the council to have the opportunity to do more thorough work. And we want, what happens for us is the approved agenda was sent to the clerk and the mayor last week, and the mayor refused to post for our meeting this evening. So we are in the position of having to say, okay, here's the agenda that we approved last week. Now, as the public, of course, we want the public to be clear that these items are for first reading and to which committee these items are assigned to. Now, this is something that I think the administrative branch and the legislative branch need to find a way to work out, and I hope that we can do that. Thank you.
Well, I think one of the things that happens here is that the group of Save Black Diamond people are not very responsive. So we need to get the agenda out. We give 6 days' notice for a regular council meeting. You give 24 hours or maybe 48 hours. Everybody knows when our regular council meetings are. And you keep the till 5 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon on a Friday, cannot get back to Brenda and approve the agenda. And I don't believe in your rules anyway, so I told Brenda not to send them to you because you can't get them approved and back to us in a timely fashion so we can notice our meetings 6 days ahead of time, which we've been doing for years. So I'm sorry that we haven't been able to come because you guys aren't timely. You can't do anything timely. Everything is a big emergency. This meeting is the only regularly scheduled meeting that we had this month, because you canceled our last regularly scheduled meeting, and then you tried to get the attorney to come to a meeting when she already had another council meeting with another group.
Mayor, may I say something else?
Yes.
You know, you talk about coordination with the city. You folks don't even talk to Tammy Didi or me as your fellow council members. There's no coordination. We've tried from the time that you two folks, Ms. Pepper and Mr. Weber, were elected to try and sit down and talk to you. I've never had either one of you try and talk to me to find out what do I think, what do I know. We could have had a very easy transition, but that appears to be not the way that the group works. And so that's why there's the hostility. We've been shut out. We're shut out every time you turn around. We have no voice. Because everything that you do as a majority. And it's not fair to our citizens.
And so I have staff here tonight to make presentations on these agenda items. You sent the revised agenda this afternoon sometime around 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
That is not...
You had it a good 9 days ago.
That's the one we sent last week.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, because I still don't understand all this. So, the first reading is what? You just read authorize an agreement with Return Meds. It goes to a committee it's done? Do you say Return Meds agreement, I'm going to give a little update about it, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, and then it's going to go to committee? Or do you just send it to committee and then Kristen or Mr. Drodowski, they research it, and then they come back to you, and they tell you if it's a good thing or not? Or I seriously don't know how this works. So can, even Kristen, I would be happy if you got up and explained it to me, because I don't understand it. So help me understand.
They need to explain it. This is a council.
These are the electeds right here.
Right. So somebody explain to me, because I really don't understand.
Okay, well, so.
When we have staff here right now tonight, why can't we just have them get up and present it?
Well, and I would ask you the question, when we have our standing council committee meetings, why can't you send staff?
Because they don't have time to attend evening meetings. They have 8-hour day jobs that they can't get done now. If you come to the city and meet with them in a committee meeting, it might take a half an hour, an hour, but if they have to come and stay at your meeting and then stay at the office and then go home, they'll be 12 or 14-hour days. They can't afford to do that.
We can't afford to do that.
We can't afford to do that. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Erica Morgan said early on, they can come in at noon and then stay for your meetings. Well, that doesn't work for me. They have city business to do every single day, every single day.
I understand that. Thank you.
So does anybody want to authorize my staff to get up and explain these agenda items tonight?
I would most like to hear what staff has to say. Whether or not you'd plug your ears and not listen to it, I would love to hear what staff has to say about it. For the citizens to hear it, for the people on the recording that listen to it on the recording to hear it, you can ignore it and not listen to it. But at least let Janie and I hear it.
Well, and why would you not want to listen to the people that are performing the jobs? Do you guys just want to live in your little bubbles? How can you make an informed decision? No, I've listened to the tapes. When you guys have your committee meetings, you read verbatim out of the Revised Code of Washington, or you read out of the Association of Washington City or the Bar's Manual. You guys don't discuss the issues. You may think you do, but let me tell you, I could sit down with you in probably 5 minutes and explain what you need to know about the accounting system. You don't have to take an hour of listening.
And you say that we didn't reach out to you. The very first meeting on January 7th, I reached out to you to have an orientation with the attorney and myself. You brought an outside person with you that doesn't even live in the city of Black Diamond, and then you immediately proceeded to the council meeting and introduced 44 pages of documents to change the council rules. Was that a collaborative thing to do? Immediately, the very same day that I met with you.
Point of order. I don't think any of us want to remember that January 7th meeting.
I do.
You maybe do because you were pulling stuff from the table after it had been moved and seconded, before even people could get the words out of their mouths. You were pulling stuff when people would say, I wish to amend, before they got the word amendment all the way out.
That happened to be.
That happened on about 7 issues that were on that agenda.
It was my agenda, and it was housekeeping only. You guys turned down my committee meetings for these committee meetings that staff cannot attend because it would probably be in violation of their union contract.
What I saw in their union contract is their union contract says that the Teamsters Union and the people who sign this contract understand that they are people who work for a municipality
and that there will be times when they will be asked to come to speak to citizens and councils at after-hours times. It says it right in their contract. I read it very carefully, every single word.
Regular meetings when they're invited by the mayor to present.
I see. So the mayor is going to handle the agenda, say who we can speak to and when we can speak to them.
What? How would you know what to put on the agenda? How would you know what to put on the agenda without me? How would you know?
Control the agenda, control the input, and control the vote. And frankly, what you know about what to put on the agenda is what you get from your staff. And this means that the staff is in control of what goes on in the city. And that has nothing to do with democracy. I'm sorry. It's the legislative body that takes care of what the people are asking them to take care of.
So have we answered the question? Are you just going to send it to a committee, or do you want to listen to staff?
I want to follow the rules that we voted on January 21st.
I move that we do something different, and you guys have an executive
session scheduled for tonight. Why don't you just disband with this agenda, because there's no point. They don't want to discuss it, and move into your executive session.
Well, I would like to, since we voted to put the recycling back on, why don't we go ahead and let Seth present the recycling so that we can vote on that.
Seth?
All right, sorry about that. Well, I've presented this once before. You've discussed it in committee. This is actually a contract with Olympic Environmental Resources. It's funded by grants. Because of the drop in grant funding and the increase in commodity or the decrease in commodity prices, putting stress on recycling. To meet the budget shortfall, Olympic came up with the idea for greater efficiency, to combine our recycle event with the city of Maple Valley. They collect at Rock Creek Elementary, so it's a little further for our citizens, but it was a way for us to actually increase to two events, a spring event and a fall event, where we've just had one event previously. So the commute time or distance from the Lake Sawyer area is about equal, but it would be a further commute for the Old Town area. There was some additional services that would be available. So we're pretty much we need to kind of follow the how Maple Valley runs their program. But it's largely the same. There'll be flyers coming out. I would like to know if we're going to do that this year soon, because Maple Valley have to make other arrangements. If we don't recycle, it might be difficult to ever get Olympic back to write the grants for us and do this. Again, and maybe you could talk them into it, but they've already expended a lot in setting this whole thing up. So we'd like to promote the recycle event in the city newsletter that's coming out the first of the month. I've got an article written to put in the newsletter, but I have to know if we're going to move forward with a recycle event or not, or actually two events,
spring and fall. So I'd encourage you to approve the contract with Levick. That would be, I'm not sure if you have the paperwork with you, but I have the council action bill and the resolution that I can hand over just if somebody would like to make a motion.
What's the number of the resolution?
Councilmember Morgan.
16-1080.
I need to tell you that I also spoke with Maple Valley on this subject, and I want to make really clear a few things. One is that Seth said that there would be two events. Another thing that the gal told me in Maple Valley was that they worked very diligently to try to include recycling things that were tough for us to get to tougher. Us to get rid of, recycle locally ourselves. So not everything is on there, but there are things coming back that haven't been on there for a while. Oil, tires with a fee. She didn't want to give me the list yet because she said she hadn't firmed it up. But I noticed those things. And then I also noticed that they had some, let me see if I can just remember this off the top of my head, worm bins, compost bins, and the third thing.
Tires.
Tires.
She already
No.
Rain barrels.
Rain barrels that will be available for sale down there for $20. Oh, and the other thing was that they wanted only cash, and I think that that will be on their literature when they send it out. And it's. I thank you for suggesting that we bring this forward because I know that they needed to have a word by the end of the month, and I figured that we better do it now or we'll be into next month.
Councilmember Pepper. I would just like to say that it used to be 16-1080, but it lost its number, and so now 16-1080 is the return meds.
What's the number that you have on yourself?
It says 16-1080. This is what I
that
pulled off.
That was its original number.
So
it could be 1083.
I'm not sure that with the confusion how the number.
Mary Jane will get it changed.
Okay.
It's okay.
So here's the motion. It's written on the bottom of this.
That would be good.
On the bottom of the council action.
Okay, so. I'll move to adopt this resolution, number 16-10-something, authorizing the mayor to sign the attached professional services agreement with Olympic Environmental Resources to coordinate, manage, collect, recycle, dispose, and report on two recycle events for Black Diamond in cooperation and coordination with the City of Maple Valley, and it's also the unincorporated area.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Do we have any department reports?
Just for the sake of all this discussion tonight, we can work well if people want to work with us. And this, there was no pre-coordination with TMAI on that, bringing that back up tonight. So that is typical. Anyway, I'm done.
So I have a mayor's report. We've been working on scheduling our Tri-City Council meeting with Covington and Maple Valley. It's scheduled for Wednesday, May 4th at 6:30 p.m. at Covington Council Chambers. I went to skateboard on Tuesday, and actually Covington and Enum Club were present, which they haven't been present for many years. So that was a good thing, and we're talking about maybe making it a four-city council meeting because Enum Club is interested in being involved. One of the things that was presented was the viaduct closure for the tunnel project for before they would go under the viaduct, when they could tunnel under the viaduct. Four projects were submitted to PSRC, one from Federal Way, two Renton projects, and one to Quilla for the PSRC $12 million funds for South King County, and we missed out on that because the comp plan wasn't completed. So we had put a brochure together to apply for funds for the intersection at Roberts Drive and Ravensdale Way, and we were told that we weren't eligible because our comp plan wasn't completed. So, and we would have had a really good chance of getting that, too. I attended the fire ad hoc committee. I attended a farmer's market meeting, management meeting, the chamber luncheon on Wednesday, where they had a presentation on voting from We the People from Tahoma High School, which they have placed in first or second place in the last, like, 10 years. They've been really good. Councilmember Deedy, do you have a council report?
Yes, so I attended the fire ad hoc committee meeting as well, the domestic violence initiative meeting, public issues committee meeting, South King County board meeting, which is skateboard, Unum Plus school meeting on Monday, this last Monday, talk about the school, the new elementary school. I attended the St. Patty's Day luncheon today at the community center. I attended the chamber, Black Diamond Chamber luncheon, and I met with Seth to talk a little bit about the gym, little issues at the gym, and I also met with Peter Rimbros and Cindy Proctor.
Councilmember Morgan.
Hi. I guess my memory probably doesn't go back that far, but this last Saturday I went to a mud management workshop at a farm in Enumclaw. It was pretty interesting, some of the new ideas that they have for dealing with mud. Some people in this town will know that I have a pretty big interest in flooded and muddied areas and how one can properly deal with them. And then yesterday afternoon I was at the KCD workshop at their new grounds that they're going to stay in a permanent place now. And it's down at the treatment center in Renton. And we're getting ready to talk about the new projects for the new 2016 grants to private landowners and how it's working, that the KCD is involving itself in urban projects as well as rural projects.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I think nothing's been said about this yet, but we all participated on the 8th with the Joint Planning Commission City Council meeting on the comprehensive work plan or comprehensive plan work study. It was a very well done meeting. On the 9th, I was at the Public Issues Committee meeting, part of the Sound Cities Association. There is no action being taken at this time, so when we get ready to actually have to vote on something, I'll bring it back to you for an update. I also attended the Domestic Violence Initiative on the 10th with Tammy, the town hall meeting that night. I was at the Black Diamond Elementary School public meeting, and I'm going to say something here, too, because there were maybe, a dozen people there. There was not a very big turnout to discuss this brand-new elementary school that's coming in and look at the designs. I was kind of disappointed. On the 15th, I went to the skateboard meeting, the fire ad hoc committee meeting. Yesterday, I also was at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon and listened to the kids from Tahoma. They are really, really bright kids, and they did an outstanding job.
Councilmember Weber.
Let's see. I attended the Joint Planning Commission meeting that Councilmember Edelman just mentioned. Had a Growth Management Committee meeting, Budget Finance Committee meetings, and I've been doing some research on what exactly defines public participation versus public engagement. And I think it would be really a good thing to have our neighbors to the south create a quad city meeting. I think that'd be really good to have them join in. And did you have a time, tentative time on that?
The Tri-City meeting?
Yes.
It's Wednesday, May 4th at Council at Covington Council Chambers at 6:30.
6:30. Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember Pepper?
All right. First of all, what happened to number 4, 5, 6, and 7?
I thought you all kind of said that you were going to send it to committee and we weren't going to talk about it.
So we'll just, okay.
I mean,
okay.
You can.
Just catching up. All right. The next thing is we had our
our Growth Management and Government Operations Committee meetings. I would also like to talk just a little bit about something called Sunshine Week. This is from AWC. March 13th through 19th is Sunshine Week, a national initiative to promote dialogue about the importance of open government and freedom of information. And they give some suggestions about things that you and your city can do in that area. And the last thing that I would like to say is each member of the council brings their own strength to the mix. And I think that three of us are kind of, we're getting one kind of a label. And I think that we want to prize the fact and be very proud of the fact that along with the strengths of the people that are already here, we're also, we have a naturalist, environmentalist, a scientist, we have a business person, an engineer, we have an educator, and an arts person. And on this council sit a group of very diverse people, but they bring, each of us brings strength to the council, and I would like us all to consider that when we are working, hopefully, together. Thank you.
Do we have an attorney's report?
No.
So Mayor, the next... I'm sorry.
Well, I just saw all this talk about committee meetings and everything, so I was just wondering if maybe we could get an update on each of the committees from the presidents or the chair of each of those committees on what items are in their committees and what they've discussed or what they've found and what they're still looking for.
Yeah, and I think there are minutes. I mean, excuse me. There are minutes for each committee, and there is an agenda for each committee. So we will be happy to do that next time.
So could you? It would be nice if that was always added on to the council agenda, that each of your committees would discuss where you're at and what you're looking for at the next.
Right, and we invite you to come too. And so, yes, I think that's a good suggestion. Thank you.
So this is time for your second public comments. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes, and if you wish to speak, please come up to the podium. Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. You're such sticklers for your rules, and you couldn't even follow them. The recycling event, this is the first time it has been to the council. It did not receive a first reading, and you did not suspend the rules, and you passed it. I have a hunch that Seth and I are probably the only people in the room that actually have a copy of what was passed tonight. And not that I have a problem with this recycling event. What I have a problem with is it was first going to be on the agenda for the March 3rd meeting, and it was posted online Friday, 2/26. The March 3rd meeting was canceled and rescheduled for March 2nd. The resolution was not on the agenda for the March 2nd. The budget committee met on February 29th. I brought my copy, and I spoke to the budget committee about this, about how I was sorry that it was not on the agenda for the March 2nd meeting, because that meant that it would not have its first reading until March 17th, which was tonight. It would be sent to committee and maybe might come back April 7th. It was taken up, not the resolution. The resolution itself never made it to the committee. It was just discussed in general. Kristen Bryant talked about it and explained it at the March 10th Erica's Committee of Government Operations. Erica said at that meeting, Councilmember Morgan said at that meeting, that the agenda bill wasn't properly noticed, so it wasn't on the agenda, so she doesn't know what was in it. They discussed it. It was recognized. It's a good event. Councilmember Morgan told Councilmember Pepper to get it on the agenda for the next city meeting, which is tonight. It never made it onto the agenda, so it's added here on the fly. And once again, I say, Seth and I are probably the only ones with copies. No one here knows what was in it. I'm startled that this was pulled out and not sent to committee. It's your rules, and you didn't even suspend your own rules to do it. Now, I don't have a problem with it getting passed. I have a problem with your process and your procedure, because you're a stickler about, nope, we're going to stick to the rules we voted on January 21st, and then you blow it right here, right here. You don't even follow them right here. Now, I'm glad we're going to have this recycling event, but I will tell you what. It was because the council pitched a fit that they did not make it, that this did not make it onto the March 2nd agenda. It was on the March 3rd agenda.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Mr. House.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Matthew House again. I just wanted to finish up a couple of things that didn't fit in my last 3 minutes and address a couple of things that may have happened at the council meeting here, too. So we're talking about some of these resolutions and business that the city's conducting and how that affects my members. So I'll just read what I had that I didn't fit in my last 3 minutes. The majority of the current council has adopted resolutions and has conducted business in a manner contrary to the legal advice of their own attorney. Some of these resolutions and procedures may compromise the city's liability, and thus some council members' requests for attendance by my members to those meetings may cause liability to my members. My members are caught in a tug of war, even being accused by one council member in the press of being a part of an opposition. My members, your city staff, are just doing their job at the highest standard for the citizens of Black Diamond. And hopefully you guys think about the workers when you guys are making your decisions and how that impacts them. They're the ones that make this city run. They're the boots on the ground making things happen for the city. And the exempt employees do put in long hours. Most of the employees that I represent are exempt. They do put in long hours, but there's also a past practice and status quo of how those schedules have operated. And I know you've, Mrs. Morgan cited some of the contract, but I'd also ask you guys to maybe read up on RCW 4156. It's about the collective bargaining and the mandate to bargain over changes in wages, hours of work, and working conditions of the employees of Black Diamond. And I know the meetings that they had attended in the past have been during the day, during the normal working hours. And normal working hours are cited in the contract. And if you guys want to change that, you know, I suggest you take that up with the mayor, who's the head of the administration of the city, and we can talk about if we need to bargain that or not. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Judy.
Judy Goodwin, Black Diamond. It's great to have the staff here tonight. It just feels like it should be. And I'm really sorry we didn't get to hear from Jamie tonight, because I, for one, carry around a big plastic bag of out-of-date medicine in my trunk looking for some place for it to go, and I really wish I had that information now. So one inconsistency that I have to point out that Brian brought up was that he has an eight-hour job, and therefore he can't come to the daytime meetings. Well, our staff all has eight-hour jobs, and they number how many?
30.
Right. So I'm sympathetic with Councilman Weber's situation, but at the same time, we have to balance numbers to some degree. And I did talk to some staff members earlier, and they said working with a couple of council people, being able to have tug-of-wars about situations that were going on and come to some conclusions was a great way to deal with things that were going on in the city, that compromises usually came together at those meetings. But you've got to have those meetings in order for that to happen. So, and I'd just like to point out one more thing. The rules, Councilman Pepper, that you read from so often, in those rules it talks about new council members really need 6 months to listen and to be educated, and that anything presented right off the cuff is usually resented, and things do not go well, do not go smoothly. So it recommends that you take 6 months to listen, to become educated, and then come forth if you have a particular agenda to present it at that time. So anyway, those are just things off the top of my head. I wrote out something really nice and non-controversial, but I had to get those things in. Despite the differences that we all have here that have been stated tonight, there are just a whole lot of things that we can agree on. My guess is that we all want good schools. We all want safe neighborhoods. We want to preserve our link with history, after-school programs, providing for the needs of our older citizens. There's so many ways that we can actually save Black Diamond now, and that is by volunteering at PTA, by helping at the community center, by getting on the Miners' Day
committee. Your time is up.
There are many ways that we can work together, and I would just like to see us do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Brock?
Brock, D.D., Black Diamond. Just want to say I thought that the idea to bring in a drug box or whatever you want to call it, put your out-of-date drugs in would have been a great idea, and I would have really liked to hear what Jamie had to say about it, and it would have been nice to get that taken care of today so we could move on with it. Like our council says, we want to get things moving. We don't want to have roadblocks. Let's try to get things going and maybe go around the rules a couple times and get easy things that are no-brainers passed so that they can get on with them and get them implemented. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak?
Jalen Johansson again. I just wanted to clarify that the staff report was submitted by the city on March 10th for the Shake and Bake final plat. I don't know how that works. It seemed like there was some confusion there when that was brought up, so I just wanted to clarify that.
Barb? Do you have an answer for that?
We had a bunch of materials that were out there when it was on the agenda and when it was pulled. They'll be posted again, all the materials, and for that April 7th. Hopefully it'll be on the April 7th agenda.
Yeah, Mary Jane actually took all the materials out of the binders before they went out today.
Okay.
So.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Dadowski?
Madam Mayor and council members, the issue of the final plat is something, final plats are something I've spent 20 years studying. I would suggest that you look at your code and you look at what's required to be done on those final plats. I am highly sympathetic to this individual here who claims that his plat is finished and complete. There is an incongruity between the RCW and the Black Diamond Municipal Code. Your Black Diamond Municipal Code gives a 60-day deadline on the final plat approval. The RCW requires a 30 days. There is, from hearing Barb's comments about the content of the file, that sounds to me like a very minor issue. The council's review is what they call ministerial. It should be thoroughly done. It's perfectly appropriate for a committee to do that if the council chooses to do that. There's nothing in the law that says anything about committees, as far as I know. I'm not an attorney. I want to emphasize that, but your code says nothing about that. It's perfectly fine for the council to have a committee to take a look at final plats. However, the decision on the final plat is ministerial, has to be made by the council, and it has to be done timely. So my concern is that if this individual has met the requirements, and I see Barb nodding her head, And if it was submitted in March 2, that means April 7th is more than 30 days. You'll be in compliance with the Black Diamond Code, but not the RCW. And so my suggestion is that if your staff certifies that the final that all the requirements of the final plat are completed, then it may be appropriate for the council president to move to waive the rules, to put the final plat on the agenda for action, so this individual is not held up, and so the city's not in violation of state law. And you may wish to consult with your attorney on this topic, but I urge you to take a cautious approach, take action on this, because I'm pretty sure that RCW says is 30 days.
The RCW is 5817140, and it says that a final plat has to be either approved, denied, or sent back for additional information within 30 days. The city's code has a 60-day deadline. However, there's another RCW, which is RCW 3670B080, which says that the city can establish a different time period up to 120 days for issuance of a final decision on a land use matter. I have advised the staff that this is not something that can be acted upon at this time. And thank you, Mr. Dierdowski, for recommending that the council consult their attorney and not you, because you're not an attorney and you would not be handling the lawsuit that would be resulting from this. So again, I advise the council to follow the code. There is nothing in the code that allows you to take this to a committee. It is a ministerial action that is done at a regular council meeting. There is no council, county, city, or town in the state of Washington that takes final plats to committee. They are done at a regular council meeting. Please take the next 2 weeks until the next council meeting and do your research, Mr. Dierdowski, and find out who sends final plats to committee. No one does. So this is going to be on the agenda for the next council meeting. Thank you.
So is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comments. We have an executive session to discuss the legal counsel pending litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.110.1I. How long will this take?
I think we should start with a half hour.
Okay, so we'll start with 30 minutes.
Is there action to follow?
No. 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 Okay, this meeting is back in session. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. No.